There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Hey everybody, welcome to this exciting episode of Shut Up A Second. My name's Hayden. Cass is here. Hello, Cass.
Hello, Cass.
And how are you today, Cass?
Oh, how am I today, Cass?
Yes.
I am catastrophic.
Swing and a miss. And we are joined by Joel Dusha.
Hey, let's keep this energy at an all-time high. Hearing it's a big episode today.
Huge episode today because we are talking about, finally, we are talking about...
The people have demanded it.
Ink.
Ink!
Yeah.
Ink! Oh, yeah, I like that. More of that, please. Yeah, that's a good shit. I'm hearing the audience say, that's unreal.
Yeah,
I'm
I
hearing
love that.
That. Yeah. Hey, if you... I'm giving you a magic pen.
Uh-huh. Yep.
This is the only pen you can use for the rest of your life.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
What's it full of? Can't be ink.
Okay, so my brain immediately goes, fucked. That's good. Okay, Hayden went clever.
Yeah.
Were you just trying to do some sort of... Invisible ink with cum?
Name any bodily fluid and that went into my brain straight away.
Yeah,
do you
I was thinking cum
would work
away.
Like invisible ink?
Wait, yeah.
You've not tried.
No, in a way it would because it glows under UV light or dark light. Is that the same thing?
Maybe.
I think it glows under black light and that's UV, I think,
yeah.
Or something. Oh, yeah, anyway, but you could, yeah.
It would just make paper crusty.
And make the paper kind of crusty, but
and
then...
And smell like cum.
Yeah.
And then like old cum.
But I think it would work in a way.
Yeah. It's so my brain originally, when you asked that question, went at the same time screamed, piss, shit, blood, cum, all at the same time.
Yeah.
So any of those. Cum, I think, is probably the best one, though.
Well, that's
blood is also cool, though.
Blood is cool, actually.
Blood will dry down nicely. You'll still be able to retain the ink.
I don't know if that's...
Can we go back to old cum?
Old cum, yeah.
Sure.
Let's talk old cum.
Well, I reckon that's a good replacement for old mate.
You think that being like, oh, old mate over there, oh, old cum over there.
Old cum over there.
In many ways, Cass, we're all old cum.
Yeah, that's the point. Like, oh, yeah. You know, you bring an old cum?
Bring an old cum. It's old cum coming.
Oh, that's everyone, though. You're right. Old mate's very specific.
Yeah, you know. Yeah.
If I'm saying old mate...
Everyone's got an old mate.
It's context specific. Yeah. Mm. I could say old mate to you or to Hayden... And they'd be different people and we'd all know who we meant.
Yeah, it'd be tricky. Mm. And I reckon most people, and it depends, like if someone said old mate, if you said old mate to me and then someone else said old mate to me, that would probably be two different people.
Yeah, exactly. If I said old mate, then Hayden said old mate, different guys.
Who do you think, so if Joel Zammit, I think, is here somewhere in the building, if he walked past and talked to someone on the phone and be like, oh yeah, old mate's just in the studio, who do you think he's referring to out of the three of us?
Joel.
Probably
yeah,
me.
I think it's Joel. Yeah. Yeah, I think it's Joel too. You're old.
But
mate.
If Jackson was in here, Jackson.
Yeah, you're right. But he's not.
No,
so
he's not.
You.
Yeah.
Yeah, blood is good because it's fun, sort of spooky.
Yeah.
It's almost themed. It's not really a year round.
I also think that, like, red is
a traditional ink color.
Traditionally color, but
yeah, you could only use it for marking essays.
But it fades to brown, so as long as you knew no one
does
was
it fade to brown?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I suppose it does,
old
yeah.
Old blood.
Yeah, it's brown.
You know, old blood.
Old blood over there. Old blood's good, actually, because I feel like English people say blood. What's up, blood?
Do they?
Maybe not.
When was the last time you were in England?
It was a long time.
Yeah. They say chap.
Yeah, maybe I'm thinking of chap. That's what I'm thinking
of. Old chap.
The Bobbies? You thinking of the Bobbies? Are you thinking of Chip Chip Cheerio?
Yeah.
Are you thinking of bruv?
I might be thinking of bruv, actually.
Bruv and blood are similar, but I would never have made that confusion.
We've got a
blood.
We've got an
Yes, blood. What's up, blood?
You're forcing your own slang onto a different culture. That's right, English. A different culture. They do things fucked up there.
Yeah.
America's fucked too.
Everywhere's fucked.
Huge shout out to our international audience.
Yeah.
Well, your international audience. I'm just a guest.
Yeah. You abandoned this podcast long ago. What are you choosing, Kaz, to put in your ink? I mean,
it is going to be hard to top paint, which is makes sense.
Mm.
And old, cum that becomes old cum, or blood, which becomes old blood.
Now, it is a magic pen, so I didn't tell you this, but it does come straight from the source. Magic on magic means.
Oh, so comes straight from the source.
So if you need to write a letter, you need to time your wanks, essentially.
Wait,
sorry, I don't mean to assume.
Yeah. Hey, thank you so much.
So you said it was magic, which implied that it sort of was infinite, but you just has to be your own cum, which is kind of the least magical it could be.
Well, okay.
It's the most practical, least magic.
All cum is magical.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Every orgasm means love to me.
That's why you watch so much porn. It's just nice.
Yeah, it's nice.
It's just nice that they're having a good time. Well, maybe, okay, so if it's cum, if you run out, it goes to the next nearest person.
You've got to have a source,
but it'll always take a source.
So I can run out of cum. I don't think that's how the human body works. I don't think that's how nut sacks work.
No, that
nut sex.
Nut sex.
Nut sex. You can run out of cum.
You must be able to run out of cum.
Well, I think you can.
I think you can.
Isn't it always brewing, but, you know, you can't pour from an empty cup?
Yeah, it's like I think it's like cold drip coffee.
Yes, yeah, you know, I think it's like cold drip coffee.
You can drink all the cold drip coffee. It's still dripping, but yeah, there's
well,
not
that's what I mean.
Drink.
So, yeah, I guess. Okay, but then I think it also it depends what we mean by cum.
Because
sperm, yeah.
It's semen.
Drip, semen.
Well, cum is both, so...
Yeah, it's all good.
It can be one or the other or both.
If it was all sperm, the letters that I write could change.
Because
sperm moves.
Because it moves.
If it's only sperm. It will shift slightly, maybe.
Well, that's extra more
I
magical.
I think it would just be sort of go fuzzy. I don't know if it would... I don't know if they would change the shape of the letters too much.
Yeah.
Because sperms are fairly small and they don't travel that... Actually, they travel a fair way.
They travel
but on paper, it's dry.
Yeah, that's true.
Probably not.
It's not the ideal circumstances for sperm to travel.
What do you think? How far do you think a sperm has traveled distance-wise while still being alive? Like, do you reckon there's been one? You know how they say, like, you know, in a jacuzzi or a spa or a hot tub or something, they can travel for ages, which obviously isn't true. But there must be some conditions.
Yeah, like until they died. They traveled to death, but how far did they get?
Yeah.
Because it would be centimeters in the human body.
Yeah, but then the other person can travel quite a distance.
Oh, I didn't think about that. Yeah, of course.
Uh-huh.
You could get nutted in and then go on a plane.
Yeah, you get really far away.
Yeah.
It comes gone miles.
Yeah.
I wonder if nutted in a plane.
Nutted in a plane.
Yeah.
Welcome to Mile High Club. Best club to be in.
It goes Mile High Club, 27 Club.
The Illuminati.
Yeah, unfortunately, they've been dropped to number 3 of recent.
Yeah. But yeah, no, I think... Do you think a cum's ever gone all the way around the world while still being alive?
Well, because a cum can... Because you get those like pregnancies that happen like a week or two later.
Yeah.
Where like... There's been a loose sperm, and it's been like, oh, fuck, I found the egg. I'm really late, but...
Hey, if you'll have me.
Kick-ons, kick-ons.
Yeah, okay. So, potentially. I guess we'll never know, but I reckon yes.
Because people are air hostesses.
Yes.
Sure. I think stewards.
Stewards. People are stewards.
Yeah.
And people got puss.
People do got puss.
People got stewards, people got puss. And I reckon there are enough stewards in the world.
Yeah.
I reckon it's happened. I reckon you've had a global sperm.
Oh, big time. I reckon maybe a global sperm happens every day. Because
every day.
I think every day. Because you think about it. If you are working on a airship plane.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Saved it.
I forgot the word for plane. Anyway, if you're working on a
no
plane.
No one noticed, dude. You're all good.
Yeah.
Right. I think a lot of the time you do go around the world. Maybe not all the time, but if you're going to fly from London to Australia and then Australia.
That's halfway.
Let me finish.
Sorry.
And then Australia to Los Angeles and then Los Angeles to London.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that's feasible to do that in a couple of days as a steward.
Yeah, I was going to say that famously does take more than a day.
Yeah.
And that trip would probably be a week's worth of work for a person. Maybe a bit longer.
And there's...
It is a job where they try not to fuck over their stuff.
Thanks, unions.
Mm. Yeah. Shout out to the Sky Unions.
Yeah. But...
Because I'm pretty sure most people that go internationally... are there for a while, and then usually are on a flight back to where they came from.
I think it's like a day or two. Like, it's not a while.
Yeah.
They don't get to hang out. I think I go to the hotel and sleep and then get back on the plane.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, that's still pretty good.
That's not bad.
Oh, I so want to get up on the second secret bit of the plane.
Oh, without the secret bed?
Yeah.
That looks cool.
The secret bed?
Yeah, you know what they sleep in there.
They've got a little hutch. The stewards have a hutch. Yeah.
They go to bed like chickens.
There's like two or three sort of like, the one I've seen, I'm sure there's a few different versions. It's like you go up this little ladder and there's like a hutch where it's like three rolled out mats and the stewards sort of sleep in there and there's maybe a little kitchenette and maybe a private bathroom and they're just for them to hang out in.
That makes sense.
Mm. When they're not, because yeah, some flights are like 20 something hours.
Yeah.
So. I so want to get in there.
Yeah. I'll ask next hutch. Time. Hey, can I sleep in your bed for a bit?
Swap ya.
You can have my fully upright chair.
Mm. I feel like every couple of years you hear a story about how they're doing some new plane configuration and it's even more and more fucked. Like where there was one recently where it's like you have to sit on like a bike seat and you're kind of standing up the whole flight and it's way cheaper. And then there's some like double decker seats going on. I saw a picture of that recently.
Yeah, that's sick. They're making planes more fucked and I respect it.
But I feel like they're not actually making planes more fucked because you always hear about how they're going to do it, but then it never seems to happen.
Yeah, and budget airlines are also shutting down at a rapid pace.
Oh,
so.
Yeah, because of that pandemic that's now finished.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah, it's done.
Thank God it's done.
Thank Christ.
I don't like riding a bike as, I mean, okay, the fun of riding a bike, fun.
You get so nuts.
Yeah. I was going to say, I've pretty much mostly got a setup designed for a bike. Mm. I cannot imagine the stress on your enormous balls and tiny dick.
Yeah. That's, hey, they're in right now.
Big nuts are in.
Yeah,
big nuts are in.
Big nuts are cool nuts.
Time.
So maybe, is it a cushion for you?
I reckon I would probably, if sitting on a bike seat on a plane, would just have to do like a reverse tuck, like tuck up.
Tuck up.
Oh, into in your the belly waistband. Button?
Yeah. Yeah.
I feel like when I've ridden a bike for a long time, I don't get sore nuts. I get like a sore gooch.
Oh, yeah, the gooch.
Oh, those two bones. I think we've all got the bones in common.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ow.
Ouchie-wawa.
The gooch bones, yeah. Yeah, yeah. They're...
The gooch bones connected to the bike seat.
Yeah, they could make planes pretty fucked up, but I'd still fly.
Mm.
I mean, it's the only way to travel. They've got a monopoly on getting from A to B.
Just takes a million years.
Oh,
Greta Thunberg. Would you, how much?
Yeah.
How much is the maximum that you'd pay to go on a bike seat plane? Okay, 10-hour flight. 10-hour flight?
Fuck. Where am I going? So let's say Melbourne to London, which is a flight that I don't think exists, but
yep.
It begins Sydney to London.
Okay,
There's no Sydney to London either.
Yeah. Oh, no, because you got to stop in Dubai or something.
The only direct flight from us, this is not interesting.
It's Perth, isn't it?
It's Perth to London.
Okay, so you've gone to Perth, you've driven it, so you're comfy. Anyway.
Yep. It's been a week in Perth.
Perth to London.
Yep.
Is it, 16 hours?
Yeah, be about that.
Yep.
Okay, and normal flights what? Like, return is like two, I don't know, I haven't bought a flight in a long time.
So let's have a look.
Last time I went overseas, I think it was just under $3,000 return.
Yeah.
$3,000 return.
Okay.
On a bike seat?
On a bike seat. What is the maximum amount you would pay?
It depends on what I can take on the plane.
Under $1,000, I'm like, yeah, I'll do it. I'll just be in pain for 16 hours.
I would just like make a nuisance of myself and... Which I do on long haul flights anyway.
Just walk around.
Try and get into the cockpit.
Yeah, try and sleep in the steward's hutch. Yeah, I think sub $1,000 I'd do it.
Sub $1,000?
Yeah, because like you can just go to the toilet and take a famous 4.5 hour shit.
Yeah, that's a good way
try
to
and get
out
into
some time.
The steward's hut and it's one of those lying down bikes. Budget cuts have hit us all.
Well, I was when you were originally talking about this, I thought you were gonna talk about how like they keep talking about how they're like improving travels and everything's getting faster and faster. And I was like, yeah, I hope they just get to a point where they put us in like an egg pod and shoot us out of a cannon.
That would be unreal.
I would love, you know those float tanks?
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Floating in the egg, gets shot out of a cannon.
I imagine as a tube system, in Futurama, when everyone traveled by tubes, I'm like, obviously that's comical, but they're not wrong. So if they had a tube that your little egg just floated in?
Well, what about like those pod beds that like a cheap accommodation that you get? Mm. What if that was just on planes?
I feel like...
Put it in a tube.
Yeah, but then I don't know if that's really much more space or much less space, because you'd have to have three. So I think a lying down pod would be the same length as a row of three seats.
Yeah.
And you'd probably stack them three high.
Yeah, which means that, but then if they were long ways, that would probably take up the same amount of space.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So I don't know if there's much benefit.
Well, it means that you're lying down.
You get to lie down.
That's true. But lying down for 16 hours, I guess you could walk up and down the plane.
You can walk up and down the plane.
And stretch your legs, yeah. And I guess you have the screen. Yeah, and you have the screen on top, like at the roof of the pod.
Yeah.
Yep. You could, okay, what if you
How do you eat, though? You have to eat lying down.
Yeah, whatever.
Like David Hasselhoff in the bar. There's no dignity in that.
Okay, the food is now those yogurt squeezies.
Oh, like an astronaut?
Yeah. Astronaut. Okay.
Also, plain food sucks anyway. Who cares? Just give me a coffee.
Yeah, give me a coffee and then
every pod has one big straw that leads to the outside, and then you get faster food. You get on the plane, they've already pre-filled all the liquid containers.
Yeah, there's a straw for kosher meals, a straw for vegan meals, and then a normal other straw.
Yeah, and it's all in one big pot.
Yeah, they've got that backflow technology.
Whoever gets to it first gets all the pork soup or
whatever. I'm not a smoker, but I think they should bring back smoking on planes.
I would love that. Apparently, I think maybe this is a common fact everyone knows, but I thought it was cool that the air in a plane was cleaner when people were smoking because they had to work really, really hard to get the smoke out. And so they put way more effort into filtering the air, so there was like less like germs and bacteria and stuff in the air. So the air was in a way, I mean, it stunk like smoke, but it was cleaner when people were smoking on planes than it is now, because now we don't really bother with the air filtering.
This actually brings up a question that I have had boiling over in my mind.
Yeah.
Have you ever smelt a fart on a plane? Or do they, because I can't remember ever smelling a fart, and if I have, it wouldn't have lasted that long.
Hayden seems like he's got a story.
I got two stories.
All right, let's go.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
One of them is, I remember, maybe one of the first times I was on a plane.
When you smelt one, you dealt.
Well, so, this is a dealt. And I had my headphones on, and I would have been 12 or something around then. And I was sitting in a way the kids sit.
That's when farts are embarrassing. This would have been terrible.
Yeah. Well, yeah. So, I was sitting on the chair where, like, because I was a kid, my back was like on the bum of the seat and my sort of feet were on the chair in front of me. So my butt was facing out. Anyway, because I had my headphones on and I was really zoned out.
Yeah.
I was just like, I needed to fart.
Yeah.
So I did a big fart. I was kind of in like, I'm in my own home mode.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I quickly realized, oop, I am not in my own home.
I am on
a plane. And then I took my headphones off and it was like dead quiet on the plane. Obviously there was plane noise and I guess I still don't, like no one was looking at me and I don't know, it felt like a biggie. It felt like it would have made some noise.
Yeah.
But no one looked and I'm like, well, maybe the plane noise was loud enough that it covered the fart, which I think is maybe wishful thinking. But yeah, I didn't smell the fart though, so... Yeah, maybe they do filtering.
And
but the other story which probably goes against the smelling stuff on a plane, is I was coming back from Vietnam on a school trip and one of my friends had such stinky feet because we've been hiking for like 2 weeks. He just like stunk out the whole plane because he had his shoes off, and the air stewards kept coming down the aisle with like Glen 20 and were just spraying over and over again. And he and everyone knew it was his feet, and we pointed out that it's his feet, and he did not put his shoes back on. So
did
yeah,
did they Glen 20 his feet?
They would have got close with it because they were spraying on the floor, sort of in a sweeping action.
So just hoping to whoop, like accidentally flicker the wrist, the Glen 20 onto the
they
shoe.
They were doing it in an obvious way where it's like, come on, guy, put your shoes back on. But they didn't want to say. So yeah, I don't know if their filtering is that great.
I mean, it would have been fucked up if they just come up and started spraying a kid's feet.
He was like 17.
Yeah, that's fair play. I think they should have. I just don't think that would have been well received.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe it's only fart technology that they've got on the planes.
Well, maybe because a fart stinks and then it gets sucked up into the filter and then it's
but
gone.
If you sit near a toilet on the plane, you can usually smell shits.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. So the feet are constantly emitting the smell, whereas a fart is a one-time emit. And same with the poop.
Yeah,
in
the with
toilet,
the poop. Let's talk poop chat.
All right.
Poop chat.
Poop chat.
When you're sitting next to the toilet, yeah, there'd be one poop, it smells, then someone else has a new poop. The old poop is, old poop smells gone, but new poop smells there, so that's why you'd be able to smell the poop.
Yeah. Pooping on planes.
It's
people
good
hate
stuff.
Toilet, plane toilets. I got no issue with them.
They do frighten me a bit, but in a good way.
Off.
They are the only toilets that suck you off. Also, the only public toilet I've jerked off in.
Really?
That's the only one?
Yeah, I know. Crazy, right? Yeah, I've...
Is it more difficult because of the cabin pressure?
What does that mean?
Okay,
what do you think cabin pressure does to the human body that
I
makes it hard to come?
I don't have the bits, Hayden. I don't know.
I don't remember it being particularly hard to come.
It was actually much easier than normal.
Yeah. I think it was probably harder just because I didn't have the usual reading materials that I was.
Reading materials. Yeah,
viewing materials. The same level of motivation. It was more to pass the time and because I couldn't sleep properly.
Yeah.
Oh, that's clever.
And also, I think...
There's no joy in a plane wank, I imagine. It's a purely strategic maneuver.
It was pretty funny. Like, listeners, this is going to paint a very graphic picture, but to look down at a plane toilet that just has your cum on it...
on it?
Not, like, in the bowl.
Okay, right.
It's like burnt into my brain.
Were you standing up and jerking into the bowl?
Yeah. I figured that...
That's not how I would have done it.
How would you have done it?
I would have just been sitting, I think.
Yeah, but you've got to remember, you're on a plane. If it goes wrong,
what
cum ends up on you in any way.
That's true.
There is, you can't recover from that. Or at least the way I was doing it.
So just like one hand on the wall.
Yeah, pretty much.
Just lit over
like a cow
bowl.
Milking itself.
Yeah, pretty much. It was good.
You could have seen yourself in the mirror the whole time.
The toilet that I used was not the mirrors. I reckon if there was a mirror that was looking like in, it was like a narrow-ish toilet where the mirrors, it was a weird one because it was obviously still a plain toilet. But it was a little bit narrower and longer than a regular one. So the mirrors didn't actually face the toilet, which was nice. Because that would have That would have really... The cabin pressure I was fine with, but watching myself
jerk off standing...
Yeah, the Joel pressure.
...into the toilet bowl. what a sight for sore eyes.
Yeah, it was unreal.
Well, would you like to hear some facts or history about ink, rather?
You get to pick facts or history.
Whoa, let's go facts.
My turn. My time to shine. Okay, so we all know printer ink, expensive.
I have heard that. It's actually sometimes cheaper to buy a brand new printer than to buy printer ink.
Yeah, and they, you know they do that on purpose.
I thought it was an accident, just a fuck up with the pricing.
Just no one's noticed.
Okay, I've got... 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I've got 7 items here. They're all liquid. Or mostly liquid.
Okay, that has raised far more questions than I was expecting it to. Mostly liquid.
Okay. I'm gonna give you some items.
What is something that's mostly liquid?
You'll find out.
Okay.
All of these, I have worked out the price per liter of these items. I want you to tell me what you think is the most expensive.
Per liter for something that's not a liquid.
Well, you can, liter is just a unit of volume. It's volume. So you could have a liter of like oats or something.
Yep. You could, I did.
I guess, yeah.
Yeah.
You kind of a liter of a guy.
I did some mathematics about this. Yeah, you can.
You blend them up.
Yeah, that's true. You did mathematics. That's huge.
I did. Okay. First item, Grand Vintage Champagne 1985 Magnum. Now, the Magnums are 1.5 litres. I've obviously scaled down to a litre.
Sure.
This is the most expensive champagne I could find for sale at Dan Murphy's.
Okay.
Okay. Most expensive champagne at Dan Murphy's.
Mm-hmm.
Baccarat Rouge 540 X-Rate de Parfum. This is the perfume I want.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'll let you know now. I can't afford it.
Okay. Okay.
So that narrows it down to most perfumes.
Okay. Fancy perfume.
Yep.
Fancy champagne.
Yeah.
Perfume that Cass wants.
Yeah.
Champagne that Cass wants.
Oh,
is this
yeah.
just a list of things Cass wants?
Yes, it is. The next item is plasma from a recovered COVID patient.
Okay.
No, there was a time in Egypt where people were selling their plasma on the black market. It was very much not good.
I just recovered from COVID. Or maybe it was. And I should be selling my shit, I reckon.
Mm.
Yeah. It was a problem. I don't know if they've resolved it, but people were selling their plasma on the black market because if you have recovered COVID plasma in your system, it helps you to recover from COVID.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Hey, hit me up, listeners.
Mm.
Once I find out how much this is worth, I will definitely do it. Who cares? Put my
$3
guts in you.
$3 a liter.
We've got color ink for a printer.
Uh-huh.
Black ink for a printer.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
And we've also got bone marrow.
Bone marrow.
I will also let you know, so the bone marrow and the plasma are both black market prices. So you're also paying for the convenience of a crime.
And the middleman too.
Yeah. Mm. So it does have some extra costs. When I was looking up things like perfume and champagne, I did try and only get things that didn't have like a bottle that was gold, so you weren't paying for the packaging.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
But, you know, the black market does encapsulate the packaging in it.
Yeah. Right.
So that's what we got. Perfume I want, mm-hmm. plasma,
yep.
best champagne at Jan Murphy's, mm-hmm. printer ink, bone marrow.
Colored printer ink is more expensive than black printer
ink. Yeah, that's what I was thinking too. I reckon bone marrow number one, then color printer ink, then black ink,
mm-hmm.
then...
COVID then, bone marrow would have been highly sought after. Although a lot
was
of
it
people,
COVID bone marrow, or just regular bone
it's,
marrow.
It's yeah, recovered COVID. It's
sorry plasma. Plasma.
Okay,
sorry.
I can plasma fourth.
Okay, and then
champagne, then perfume.
That was everything.
That was it.
Okay,
no, champagne and perfume are higher. I reckon we're gonna go. Oh, the trick is color. The ink is only like. A bit of a couple
yeah.
of mils.
It's tiny.
All of these are a litre and they're all in Australian dollars. So I've priced everything per litre in Australian dollars.
We are literally playing the prices right now. That's fucking
fun.
Crazy.
Well, that's a good game.
Yeah.
Maybe it should be every episode
fun?
Of the podcast.
Yeah,
we are having fun.
Wait, shut up a second. Just turn it to the prices right. Which I wish me, Jackson, and Zoe had that idea. The show would have still the same host.
We'll have three segments, facts, history, and the price is right. Not related to the theme of the episode.
All right. I'd like to lock in. Most expensive will be, bone marrow.
Yep.
Then color ink.
Yep.
I'm with you on that.
Mm-hmm.
I reckon something's going to slide in between the two inks.
Oh, okay.
I reckon the cheapest is going to be the most expensive champagne.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, let's go COVID plasma in between the two inks.
Mm-hmm.
So bone marrow.
Color.
Plasma.
Black ink.
Perfume, champagne.
Is that everything?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's everything. You're locking it in?
Lock it in.
You were pretty close.
Fuck so, yeah.
Least expensive?
Yep.
Most expensive champagne at Dan Murphy's, $800 a litre.
Yeah. Cool.
Is that what I said as well?
Yeah.
I think it is.
Well, you might have gone perfume and anyway, look, listeners know we don't.
Yep.
Next one up was the plasma.
Oh,
really?
At most it was selling for over $2,200 Australian roundabout, obviously. Mm,
right.
So that's the next one up. So you could become a thousandaire.
Wow. Whoa. A multi-thousandaire.
Yeah, I guess a lot of people have recovered from COVID since, so yeah. Maybe people don't care anymore.
They've flooded the market.
Yeah.
Yeah. The next one up is that perfume I want.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Over $5,000.
A litre.
Per litre. The next one up is the black printer ink, which is $5,500.
Yep.
Yeah.
For a litre. Then it's colour ink, $5,600.
Mm-hmm.
What do we want to guess bone marrow is at a litre? I want...
This is the number one, obviously.
This is number one.
10K.
Well, I think because there's bone marrow. There's not much bone marrow. You don't need much for a whole...
Oh, yeah.
Surgery.
Maybe 100K.
Yeah, it could be.
I will give you a hint. It is sold per gram.
Yeah, right. Shit.
And there's over 1,000. It's so, about 1,300 grams in a litre-ish.
Okay.
1.2 milli.
1 billy.
It is $45 million.
Wow.
Whoa.
Big jump from Colored Ink.
We would have been really dumb if we didn't get number one right, considering how big the jump was.
I was pretty shocked because I've always heard the comparison of like, oh, do you know printer ink is more expensive than blood on the black market? It's really hard to find a current price for blood on the black market.
Mm. Yeah. How did you find prices on the black market? Now
blackmarket.org.
blackmarket.org. No, I was checking. I was looking for the most recent articles I could find about, because you know how every few years someone does an article about what's your body worth?
Oh, yeah. So you went on Vice.
No, I think I went on visually.com.
Vice is a cool website to go on to for listeners. Mm. Type in Vice and then bubbling in Australia. Great article comes up.
Really wonderful stuff.
Are you in that or something? Don't you have some kind of relation to that article?
I just keep mentioning it every time I remember it.
Oh, were you there? Didn't you see someone bubbling?
I've seen someone bubble.
I've never seen someone bubble. Do people know what bubbling is? Bubbling's where you piss in your own mouth.
Yeah. And apparently it was a huge trend in skaters in Australia.
Yeah.
Because it's funny to land a trick and then piss in your own mouth.
That's really
they
funny.
Right.
That's correct.
Funny.
Should we go bubble scouting?
Yeah,
scouting. Who's Australia's best bubbler? Hmm? Who can do a kickflip then piss in your own mouth straight after?
That's so impressive, though. It's very funny to imagine that you would have had to have practiced.
Well, yeah, the idea, like,
that's all skaters do. Is all they do is practice all day.
Yeah, I don't think I could comfortably currently just first attempt piss in my own mouth.
No, you'd.
Well, so you don't think you'd get any piss in your own mouth, or do you think you wouldn't be able to get first drop of piss into your mouth?
No, I think that I would get piss in my mouth.
Yep,
but I don't think it would be in a way. I think that it would take me a bit to adjust and stuff to the point where it wouldn't even really count as bubbling. It would just look fucked.
You piss on your own face.
Yeah.
Yeah, because
what are your options? Like getting it in your eyes or getting it on your shirt?
Yeah.
It's
bad. Or just missing your whole body completely, which is
piss over your own shoulder.
Yeah.
Whoa, that would be sick.
Do you have to,
piss over your shoulder like a continental soldier?
Would you like to hear some history of ink?
Yeah.
So this is the history of how people in prison make tattoo ink.
Ooh.
And it's not so much a history as it is the WikiHow article.
Hey, that's all right.
This is historical information.
Do you guys know anything about how to do this?
No.
So, I know you have to crush something up.
You have given me a tattoo before.
Yes, I have.
With
standard ink.
Oh, okay. Standard tattoo ink. I was going to say it was, because that was a stick and poke, and I was going to ask if this is the same ink that's in my body.
No, but I mean, we should probably say don't do this at home, but goddamn, do I want to do this at home.
Do it in prison.
So you got to get a can or metal container in prison. Why are you gasping? You got to mix it in something. Just relax, all right?
No, I think I remember.
Oh, okay. I thought you were like, oh, God, a container.
No.
So if you, most in prison, I think what they do is they get an aluminium can and cut the bottom off. So you got a little container. You put some baby oil in there, and then you get a cotton bud or cotton wool.
Uh-huh.
Soak it in the baby oil, except for one little bit you keep dry.
Uh-huh.
Then you light the cotton. You can also use like a t-shirt or rags or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Light the cotton. A way they do it in prison is called popping a socket, which I didn't quite understand. But basically, they just involve shoving metal stuff into a socket and getting a spark that way, which seems like crazy dangerous and maybe not worth it. Anyway, you pop a socket.
What are they going to do, send you to prison?
You burn the baby oil. Basically, the cotton is like a wick, and you put another piece of aluminium over the top of it.
Yeah.
Not completely. I want some oxygen to get in.
Yeah.
And basically, you wait till the can gets all sooty, so all the burnt sooty bits collect on the top of the can. Then you get a plastic card. Has to be plastic.
Uh-huh.
Can't use a razor blade because you don't want to get metal shavings in the ink.
Mm-hmm.
So you use a plastic card to scrape the soot off into a toothpaste container. Oh, sorry, toothpaste lid, rather, a clean one.
Yeah.
Then you put one drop of oil,
generally
much, and then you mix it up, and that's your ink.
Whoa. Bang. That is cool.
That is cool, isn't it?
Popping a socket sounds fun. Can't wait to try that at home.
Popping a socket and then having burnt bits in you.
Yeah, and I think they last. Like, it seems to work.
Yeah, it's good.
I don't know how you'd make the needle. I guess just a knife. And just drop some in or something.
Or like a sewing needle.
Yeah. I tried to give a tattoo to my friend Wade in high school.
Shout out to Wade.
And I think it lasted for a while. We used like, what do you call it, a compass?
Oh my God.
You know, it's got the sharp bit where you...
Yeah.
So use that. Poked that a bunch and then just colored it in with pen and then poke, pen, 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 and we did an X on his hand. And it didn't last forever, but it lasted a while.
Yeah, that's sick.
Huh. Yeah, it was cool.
whereabouts on his hand, like the back of his hand, like X is in like a straight edge.
No, it wasn't a straight edge thing. It was like, it would have been what, like a centimeter big. Like it was a pretty small X.
Yeah.
I think it was maybe on the sort of thumb, the meaty bit of your thumb on the back.
Yeah.
Like whatever this bit is. What do you call that?
The
below the webbing of the thumb and finger. That muscly bit there, put it in there. Yeah.
When I was in high school, someone I knew gave themselves the Billy Joe Armstrong star tattoo, which is a star, a red star in that exact spot as well.
What does Billy have it? I call him Billy.
Yeah, you call him Billy. Billy's got a red star on the
same
point.
You're on half name basis.
Oh, it's in that bit.
Yeah, so right. Where Wade has an X, Billy Joe has a star, and my friend also gave themselves a red star in the same way, but with red ink, and it didn't work out.
And it was
too
with a compass.
Well. Yeah.
Oh.
Wow. How did it go?
It was like significantly smaller than Billy Joe's.
Yep.
Billy's. Sorry.
Yeah. Bill.
Half
Bill.
Name.
William.
It's funny that his name is Bill.
That is funny.
Yeah. Anyway,
I think he went by BJ for a while too.
That's even funnier.
That's good.
BJ yeah. Armstrong.
Mm. Billy. Anyway, how did Old Mate go?
Yeah, went all right.
So smaller. Did it get like infected or anything? Did it last?
No infection. Didn't last that long.
Mm.
They claimed it when it faded, it was fine because they just wanted to test if they liked it or not.
Sure.
Okay.
They don't Savings currently have that tatter. Mm. So, yeah.
Great call.
Did you notice yourself use Old Mate just then?
Yeah, that was intentional.
Wait,
sure.
What?
Yeah, he didn't.
I can't even remember. Now that you pointed out, I can't even remember. Yeah. I'm saying it.
Well, that's a perfect example.
There you
Contextual
go.
Old Mates.
Yeah. That's wild that I don't even remember saying it, even though I probably just did.
You did.
Yeah.
When I was probably 14, desperately wanted a tattoo on my forearm of like a 16-bit Mario.
Oh, yeah. 16-bit or 8-bit?
Oh, 8-bit or whatever. Whatever the early one was. So it was 8-bit. Like pixelated, right?
Yeah.
And I'm so glad that I did not have access to getting tattoos when I was 15, because Jesus Christ, would I not enjoy having that tattoo now.
I think that would be really sick, and I think you should get that tattoo now.
No,
listeners, let us know. Should Hayden get an 8-bit Mario tattooed on his forearm?
And my mum, I was like, yeah, that's what I want to get. As soon as I turn 18, I'm getting this Mario. And she's like, if you wouldn't hang it on your wall, don't get it on your body. Which I think is probably good advice. And I also didn't really play Mario then, and I certainly don't play Mario now.
Why did you want it?
I don't know. I
have no memories of why.
I would have seen someone who had it. I think I just liked Pokemon tattoos.
And that was different.
That whole vibe. I don't know.
This someone is on, very baffling.
I would have seen someone on Tumblr have it or something. I would have been 14, I think.
How long was the period of time where you wanted it, do you think?
It felt like a long time, but I was a kid, so maybe like 6 months.
6 months but is a long time.
When you're a kid, it feels like a long time, yeah.
Yeah. I can't remember what tattoos I ever claimed to get as a kid, but it's definitely not the two I have now.
Mm.
Got my own band tattooed on my ankle.
Yeah.
Done by me.
Done by Hayden, yeah. And a TISM song title just above my knee.
It's good stuff.
I was going to say less dumb tattoos, but whatever tattoo I get next will be
You're going to get more dumb tattoos.
Yeah.
I want to get a tattoo of a big knife.
You've got a big knife tattooed on you.
Do I?
Don't you?
No. See, it suits me though, I guess.
Yeah.
But I like the idea of that.
What am I thinking of?
I don't know.
Huh. What tattoos you got?
I got a tattoo of an esky full of beers.
Yep.
I've got a tattoo of a crocodile.
Yeah.
I've got a tattoo of a weird pentagon thing. That was a home job. That was not very good. And then I've got a tattoo of a D.
You've got your big wizard.
Yeah,
your
Lord of Lightning.
The giant one that takes up half your leg.
And the big wizard, yeah.
The
cool.
King Gizmon.
No, it's not a King Gizmon.
It's definitely
the second King Gizmon tattoo. They're all King Gizmon tattoos.
Yeah, none of them.
And the Pentagon or whatever is actually a Nogginong, right?
It's
a Nogginong.
It's a Nogginong. It's just missing come of the sides.
Yeah.
It's missing come of the sides? What's wrong with you people? Why can't you speak? The Nogginong that's missing come of its sides.
It's good. It's better this way.
Yeah.
I had COVID last week.
What was your excuse, Cass?
Cass was
I went out for beers after Joel recovered from COVID.
Yeah. And beers make you dumb.
Beers That's do make true. You dumb. We had to leave the bar because they're like, we want to shut the bar. As we're on the way out, we're like, could we buy the merch of the bar?
You bought bar merch.
We bought bar merch.
I've never bought bar merch.
You've never
bought bar merch.
How the tables have turned. Well, you know what? On that note, I've been Hayden.
I've been Cass.
And Joel's been Joel.
I've been Joel, yeah.
Joel.
I'll come. Where can we find you?
Well, you can find me You find me on pretty much any podcast you listen to.
Yeah.
Whatever you listen to, just you're type there. In my name, I'm there.
Yeah, Plumbing the Desk, base of speculation, now on Wood Elf.
Yeah, so if
is that a thing we're saying?
Yeah, that is the thing you're saying. Great. It's a thing that's true. Mm-hmm. So yeah, if you really like me, Zamet, and Jackson, but hate Sans Pants, I don't know why you're in this, listening to this podcast. We're on Wood Elf now.
Yeah.
It's only base of speculation, so Plumbing the Desk are on Thumb Cramps. Mm-hmm. Still in Sans Pants.
Yeah. Also, this is Thumb Cramps, great video
really
game podcast.
Really,
oh yeah,
how's the realm going? You guys are in the realm. You guys are becoming inside a video game in real life.
Yeah, we're going to Jackson and I have been sucked into the computer.
Mm.
We're going in a game called Zarktor's Realm.
Cool.
A game that we got invited to solely because we wouldn't stop saying Zarktor's Realm and put us in the realm.
Yeah.
Some would say cyberbullying. I'd say. Enthusiastic.
Yeah. Well, that's exciting. When are you in the realm?
Don't know. Game's still in development. Yeah. Stay tuned.
You're going to get a big full body scan?
Yeah, I think so.
That's sick.
Yeah, it's exciting stuff. I'm going to be in a video game.
Getting broken down into polygons.
But yeah, if you like listening to podcasts that break world records, Thumb Cramps is one to do. Recently,
every episode it feels like.
Yeah, so we've done the first podcast to ever do a live episode from the floor of the PAX gaming convention.
Uh-huh.
We recently were the only podcast to ever do a real life in... Well, not real life. In episode, Pokemon Battle, which is riveting listening to.
And I'm sure you're definitely the first.
Yeah, yeah. No one's ever done that before. And yeah, it's good stuff. And yeah, thanks for having me. And old comes good.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.